Every road has two directions.
As we look in, we see Jack making his way back from the mask carver's cottage. The moon is looming enormous above the hills of Inverness.
Wow. It's one day away from the full moon. And look at it. It's breathtaking. What a magical night.
Ahead, Jack sees something tall and ghostly white, glowing in the moonlight.
My God. Is that the mushroom? I bet it must be 20 feet high now. And it's still growing. That is one amazing mushroom. I wonder if it's caused by this weird energy. But why isn't the grass or the trees around here growing like this thing? Speaking of grass, look at that. This trembling is so strong. It's causing the grass in the fields to move back and forth like waves on the ocean.
Jack climbs the knoll to the circle of stones. He stops before a fallen megalith. He looks around, surveying his kingdom in this ghostly, white, moon-washed night.
The energy is less turbulent here. It feels as though the stones are causing it to slowly swirl in a circular motion.
He sits there until the activity of his mind slows and finally ceases. He feels as silent as the stones. And then he hears it. He looks around. From his vantage point atop the knoll, he should be able to see what it is that's approaching, but he sees only the ghostly shapes of trees and the hills washed by the moon. Below him, the grass is being parted as something is rapidly approaching, something invisible to his eyes. Whatever it is, it's coming right for him. And then, as though shattering an invisible membrane, it explodes out into the night.
Oh, God. It's the unicorn.
Jack falls backwards, tumbling off the stone.
Oh.
The creature, silver white in the moonlight, stands over him, looking down with eyes as bright as crystal orbs.
Easy, boy. Easy.
The unicorn lowers its head, the golden horn coming closer and closer. Slowly, Jack reaches out to touch the horn, but it swings its head away.
Oops.
The unicorn steps back. Jack slowly sits up and resumes his seat upon the ancient stone. The beast, wild and untamed, stands there, breathing heavily. Jack would like to reach out and touch its long silver neck, but he dare not. So he sits there and waits. The unicorn steps forward. It lowers its head. The horn swings down in front of Jack's face. He instinctually leans back as the horn passes within an inch of his nose and continues down past his chin, his neck, his shoulders, and then stops, pointing at his heart. Jack is perfectly still, but in his mind, all kinds of thoughts are being tumbled about.
Don't move.
Patience.
You asked for it. Now what?
Patience.
It could kill me.
Patience.
Trust it.
Trust
the chance of a lifetime. Now,
patience.
Don't blow it.
Patience.
Nice to meet you. I gotta run.
Patience.
Feats, don't fail me now.
Patience.
Patience.
The tip
patience.
Of the golden
patience.
Horn gently patience. Presses against
patience.
Jack's heart.
Patience.
His thoughts instantly stop. His breath stops. Time dissolves. He is touched by an innocence that he has not felt since he was a child. When he finally opens his eyes, he sees the moon large and round above the hills. The unicorn is gone.